Bangin' Beers podcast. We are live, episode 167. The what did I fucking name this? The Father's Day Bob's 5,000th unique check-in. There it is. You've made it, Bob. You have achieved what not many men have done, or women. And that's checking 5,000 unique beers. And we're going to do that here on today's episode. Bob, Anthony, and Bill joining us. I feel like I sound weird. Is it just my ears?
I think it's just your ears.
Yeah, I'm all fucked up today. So if you are watching live, make sure you hit that share button. If you're listening back later or watching back later, make sure you help us out with a share, like, subscribe wherever you're watching. Head over to the YouTube page, help us out with a subscribe over there. That'd be super, super helpful. And head over to iwepnetwork.com. All the links are below for merchandise, Patreon, and all that fun stuff. You've been here long enough. It's 167 episodes. You know the deal. Check out the social medias, reviews, all that fun stuff. So we have our show beer poured here. It is the Angel. Yeah, Angel of Poor Man's.
Employee of the Month at Poor Man's. Employee of the Month in our hearts.
Employee of the Year.
Because this was the last four pack. And he snagged it for us because he knew that we liked it so much.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. We're like, man, this beer's haunting us. We want more of it. And you're like, I think I'm going to buy more. And he's like, he knew we were in desperate need. So we have the last four pack of the Year of the Lager. Breweries Pennsylvania put out the challenge that this is the Year of the Lager. Poor Man's answered, which they're like the Godfather. They're the OG. They're the kings of the lager game right now.
Yep,
like there's no competition. You were up there recently.
Yesterday.
You got to see the new tanks.
The new tanks.
How was it?
They look beautiful and they were already at work.
All right. So if you know more than I do, explain what makes it a lager tank.
So lagering tanks, instead of being vertical tanks, they're horizontal tanks. And the idea is that the yeast and everything travels through the liquid quicker because it has a shorter distance to go. So the beer will clarify quicker.
And, so this is going to make your lagers better.
They'll be just as good as they were. It's just the turnaround rate is faster.
Oh, okay.
Because the reason lagering takes so long is you have to wait until it gets clear enough and everything settles to the bottom of the tank. So if it has a shorter distance to go.
So they can produce more.
They can produce and faster. More and faster. Cool. I believe they said with everything that was going in the brew house yesterday, there's like 250 gallons of beer in there.
Nice.
At that point in time. So
I'm
that's a lot of beer.
That is a lot of beer. Bob, what's on you, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You enjoying your log? It's in all of our mustaches, by the way.
Yeah. Again, that I had this one when we were poor men. So I think I had it one other time too. Good stuff.
Ronnie in the chat saying keep banging those good beers. Thank you, bud. All right. Well, let's get 5,000 out of the way here. Let's check it in. Let's do it. So this is, explain this beer, Bob. Oh, I should get rid of the fancy light, huh? We'll say lightsaber.
So I actually, I picked this a while back. The week I hit 2,500 unique, I picked this one to be my 5,000 unique. I bought this at the Georgetown Deli up in Wilkes-Barre Township.
I was holding it for you so you can open it.
Oh, okay.
Wow, look at that teamwork.
Look at that.
So, this is from a Boulevard Brewing, for anyone who's familiar with them. This is what they made for their 30th anniversary. This is a blend of 8 different barrel-aged beers that they make.
This is like an orgy in a bottle. So
this is a blend of Imperial Stout and rye whiskey-finished port casks, Imperial Stout and bourbon barrels, Belgian-style dark ale in Ruby and Tony port casks, Belgian-style dark ale in bourbon barrels,
Jesus,
Belgian-style dark ale in California sherry casks, double-mashed Imperial Stout in bourbon barrels, Imperial Stout in Spanish cherry puncheons, and Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels followed by Ruby Tony port casks. I believe it's 12.5% ABV. So I didn't bring a corkscrew with me to see if I'll be able to pop this out by hand or not.
We'll give it a shot.
You should be able to.
I'm sure there's a trick with like your shoe or something I've seen on the internet. But yeah, speaking of barrel aged, the one that we were seeing being aged at
That was pretty easy.
Nailed it. That was being aged at Rusty Rail has just been canned. The rum.
Yep.
So I definitely want to try to get a hold of that. And they just released a strawberry shortcake or something.
It was either strawberry or cherry cheesecake.
That's what, yeah, cheesecake. Something.
And we did get in the Skies Out, Thighs Out, Pink Lemonade Sour. Yeah. And the Fruit Punch Sour as well. I didn't pick them up yet. And to be fair, right now, I don't have any room in my fridge after my trip yesterday.
Yeah, I can imagine. So. You already smell this. It smells like I just poured a shot. I need to get a water. Bob, when you get a read this off here.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now.
Water.
30th anniversary ale from Boulevard Brewing Company of Kansas City, Missouri. It's considered, or they're logging it as a strong ale other. It comes in at 12.5% ABV and 25 IBUs. It has been logged in 8,500 times where it averages a 4.16. I have 9 friend check-ins where it averages a 4.19. Inspired by John's desire to do something different, our brewers created this elegant, complex blend of barrel-aged beers to celebrate our 30th anniversary. Thank you to our fans for being part of it all. Cheers to 30 years. The flavor profile is listed as barrel-aged, rich, boozy, sweet, and subtle. And I don't think there's going to be anything subtle about this.
And how long has this been? Is this like recent or...
Their 30th anniversary. It's on the front bill.
2019.
Is this the collaboration number 6?
No.
It's the 30th anniversary.
Oh, 30th anniversary. I just typed in barrel age blend. My bad. 30th anniversary. So has you guys tried it yet? Yes, any while I'm typing this in.
Other than still being able to smell it when it's all the way down.
Yeah,
it's my nose is by the microphone.
I could smell it. It's no joke. It's 30th anniversary Boulevard. Bob, you got it in you. What do you think? Was it worth waiting for the 5,000th?
It's smoother than it smells.
Is. There's still that little bit of burn on the back end, but not like nothing overwhelming.
Jesus Christ.
It'd be good, like, I think, like, outside on, like, a cool day at a campfire or something.
Chocolatey, just,
like,
roasty. Little...
It doesn't drink like it smells at all.
No.
Like, you smell it, you're like, I'm not going to say I'm going to hate it, but it's going to be just burning, boozy, just a booze bomb. It's very chocolatey.
Yeah.
That's tasty. That's really.
Here's to 5,000.
Long reach.
Yeah, you're at the head of the table down there. You're like reverse Jesus. In the chat, Sam's Beer Review says, congratulations, Bob. If you want to follow Bob, he is on Untappd. It's just Bob G.
Yeah, or the Ostracod is probably easier to find it, or just follow you guys off the show.
Yeah. Just Bangin' Beers Podcast, Anthony, and I tag Bob in everything that I do because I'm mostly only checking when I'm on the show. But yeah, all right, let's check this in. Any cool reviews or write-ups on this? Actually, someone here said, had this from the bottle, but this is from the tap. It's so good. They gave it a 4.7. Happy anniversary, Boulevard. Where's you might have said it in your check-in.
Kansas City, Missouri.
There it is. How did it get reached down here for a 30th anniversary bottle?
They're actually fairly well distributed.
Yeah.
But for a 30th anniversary special edition bottle?
That probably brings a fair amount. On the after sale market, imagine
Georgetown usually has a pretty good selection to start with. So
interesting, yeah. Usually those special edition stuff they sell out immediately at the brewery or something. So it's crazy that it got this far. Well,
it's the same with I got a bottle of the Old Forester Bourbon County, the 150th anniversary for Old Forester. And that I only bought because it generally, from what I read, it didn't reach very far past Chicago.
Wow.
And we got it in. So I'm like, I'm getting one.
I knew people who had beers from like Bottle Logic from California, and they were trading those some of those Bottle Logic beers for like PS5s.
Yeah,
they're like, I'll give you a PS5 for a Bottle Logic beer, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like people are trading for beer for game systems.
Yep,
nuts. Yeah, let us know what you're drinking on this Sunday. If you guys are cracking anything with us, let us know what you're doing. We do have some changes coming up on the show. For the most part, I think you're just going to see mostly me, Bob, and Bill. It is tough right now for everybody. And Bill may be sporadic. We're not sure yet. He has a lot going on. But we have a lot of open seats at the table. So if you're ever free on a Sunday or if you're a brewery or anything like that and you want to book us for some interviews, it's a lot easier to set up stuff now with just two people rather than nine. So we can do some cool traveling things. We do have some open spots at the table if people want to join us. If you're virtual and you want to join us virtually and hang out with us, you can do that as well. So we do have some openings coming up in the future if you guys want to hang out. We're still looking to make this like not just beer, obviously talk about stuff in between here and there. And what better way to start? Sorry, Bob, you're going to be...
It's official now.
It's official. Epic. It's an epic badge. I don't think I'll ever hit that.
If you want to hold it up to the camera.
Yeah, you might have to... I have to dim your brightness a little bit. So this one here, Bob, you're kind of on a... There it is, 5,000. Bill, you have me and you have been playing as well as the rest of our friend group, the brand new Ninja Turtles game.
But oddly, not together.
Yeah. What's this? Did you get all
Switch?
Yeah, I think it's the best played on the Switch.
Well, yeah, that's why I got it on that instead of the PlayStation, because it's a side scroller, and playing Switch handheld with a side scroller is just great. Like it makes me feel younger.
Yeah.
Like you're playing like a Game Boy Advanced or whatever. Like
I started playing it so I beat it twice. I beat it with Michelangelo and Leonardo.
I started with Leonardo on Thursday and got to level 14 on Thursday. And then
I beat it in a day and a half.
I was busy, obviously, all day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then didn't get a chance. I'll probably wind down the night and knock out a couple episodes.
Yeah. But wait till you play as Donatello.
Yeah.
A lot of reach, but he is slow as shit.
Yeah, I figured probably.
It's tough to play as. I actually just started playing it on the Xbox because it's free on Game Pass. So I'm just going to try to get some achievements. But if you are a gamer and you want to play some games along with us, I am on Xbox and Nintendo Switch. You're on PlayStation, Nintendo Switch?
Yeah. Relatively infrequently just because of my...
Yeah, schedule. I'm very infrequent too. I play my Switch more than anything now because I can just carry it around with me. Yep. And with this new job, while I'm waiting in between orders, I can just play my Switch. Yeah. If we also just added on the community page too, or the fan page, I'm not sure what we're calling it, but there's more. There's like rooms. You can make like separate rooms. Like if you want to just make like a chat to hang out in there. I don't know exactly how it works, but you can make sub rooms in the group.
Yeah.
There is a tab for looking for a gamer. So like we added like a gamer chat. There is a thing you can like suggest music for each other. So like they added all these cool features to the community page. So if you guys want to check that out, it is available. I haven't got a chance to tinker with it. I think there's you can upload reels as well. So if you guys want to make like reels, and I think I don't know if it was there before, but if you're out somewhere and you want to go live or anything like that, that's available for the group too. But you guys have been doing fantastic posting your beer reviews and joining that community. Let's try to get some more people in there. So if you guys know some people who enjoy posting beers and they go to a lot of breweries, tell them to join the community. So if you guys are out and about and you see some people and you're like, oh, you should join this community we're in. I mean, they don't have to technically listen to the podcast. It would be dope if they did, but like, let's get that community going and get people talking and trying some beers out. And then we have some fun there. But in the chat right now, Ty says, good morning. Good afternoon, boys. Just finished up mowing, relaxing now, watching you guys, watching the last round of the U.S. Open, enjoying the Kells Pills from Evergreen. Called it Kiri. One of the best tasting pills I've ever had. Also, congratulations, Bob, for 5,000. I need new cords. I don't know what's going on with this. This is a shit show. And then Sans Beer Review says, having some oats and hose from Poor Man's. Had it at the house and had the house lager yesterday. I love that house lager.
Yeah. I grabbed the 4-pack of that for at home.
Did you?
Yeah. And also
jealous.
The Dark Czech lager was in the 16-ounce cans too. So I grabbed that.
That is fucking tasty. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it that much. I'm going to be honest. I was like, I'm kind of bummed that it's a barrel-aged stout and I'm probably gonna be the only one here that's not gonna really enjoy it as much, but it's really good.
That's a lot more chocolatey than I expected.
Yeah, the chocolate really comes out. Ty, and I know Sam is close to us. If you guys want to join us one weekend, let us know. We were supposed to have a guest today, but they weren't unable to make it. But we have a really cool guest coming soon. They have a cool business in the area, so I'm really excited for that one. But let's get our next one going. What do you want to go with here? Off the table.
Let's go with the Evergreen.
Evergreen. All right. So we have on the table today, if you look in the show notes, it's New Trail. We have Tropical Oasis. We have New Trail Fourth Orbit. We brought two more beers back from Cave that we talked about last week that we didn't get a chance to do, which is the Coco Lager and the Cave Smoke Lager. And then the last one on the table here is going to be the Evergreen. I'm going to give it a shot.
Supai? I'm going to guess Supai.
I think that sounds good to me. You got the write-up?
Yep.
Let's go.
All right, so we're going to go with Supai from Evergreen Brewing Company of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. This is considered a fruited sour. It comes in at 6% ABV. It has been checked in 220 times, where it averages a 4.07. Since he's my highlight, that means he's also my only friend to check it in, which is Bill.
Bill the beer bro. I don't know. I just made that up.
Our second collaboration with Sojo Beer Company in Florida, reminiscent of our fun times in Miami. This fruited sour ale was cold conditioned with sweet mango, sumo mandarin, coriander, and tangy ginger for a sweet, tart, and savory feel. Contains lactose. And the flavor profile is listed as sweet, tart, mango, fruity, and ginger.
I smell the ginger right off the nose, at least to me.
It has the ginger smell. I didn't get a lot of ginger taste off of it when I had it. Like, it's muted. Like, it's not, like, overpowering on the ginger.
I'm not really familiar when it comes to, like, other cultures' foods. So I don't know exactly what they're going for this. Obviously, the can is looks like Japanese-inspired. So I don't know if there's like a with the flavor profile, or if because it's called the Sumo Mandarin, that's what they went for in this. I don't know.
The brewery that they collaborated with looks like they're Japanese themed.
Is it? Okay. That's probably what it's going there. But the can's cool. It's just
I'm thinking it's an orange and a mango.
Yeah, just an orange and a mango wrestling, getting it in. It tastes really good. Yeah, that ginger's definitely muted. Very, very tasty.
Yeah, and actually that's ginger down there, huh?
What's that?
Yeah.
The ginger on the what?
Yeah, there's one of the wrestling things is a ginger root.
Oh, okay. I will say this, man. I've said it before on the podcast, but I really like Evergreen. Yeah. I've never went there and had a beer from them I didn't like. They're like, to me, they're super underrated. I think more people should be aware of them. They're so, so good. And they have a cool brewery too.
Yeah, it is cool there.
I like how it's like almost like Potomacqua with the brew fest or the beer fest tables.
It's Stoker's.
Stoker's, where it kind of forces people to sit with each other if it's really full. Like, hey, can I sit next to you? And then you spark conversation. I like that idea where it kind of forces people to get together. I know since pandemic it's been hard to try to accomplish that, but I think it's a cool theme. Nothing new in the chat, so we'll keep rolling here.
Four or three?
What?
I lost kind of what round we're on.
I was only the first beer.
Technically, second.
First show beer.
Mainline beer. The first one was a show beer, so depends on how you want to run your numbers.
Yeah, this is the... Actually, are we putting the barrel-aged in the running first beer of the night? I feel I'm not putting the other beers down just to start off, but it's going to be hard to beat that.
That's your
call. So is that like the special edition beer, and then this is the lineup, the Evergreen Caves and
we could
trails?
We could treat it as if it's like when we do liquor on the episode, like
that's like the liquor
it's there.
Yeah,
we,
yeah.
We tried it.
We
talked about it.
I dig that. So yeah, the show who can win beer of the night tonight will be the Evergreen, the two Caves and New Trail. So that'll be if it really means that much to you guys listening, like you guys are, I don't know. We never had someone protest beer of the night.
No,
but I hope it happens one day where someone's like, that's bullshit.
If you decide to, you have to, yeah, to post a video on the community page, and you have to say why you think another one was better.
Nobody complained when we all voted for NA beer to beer beer of the night.
We definitely did that one. I forgot about that. A Treehouse episode, we just agreed the whole episode was a beer of the night.
Yeah.
And we didn't get shit for it. So I think we're fine. I think our listeners know what the fuck's up, that we don't really take ourselves very seriously. anywhere else you went on your trip?
We went to Black Forest after Poor Man's, and then after that we went to Fetish over in Lidditz in the Rock Lidditz complex.
That's a bold move, going to a place called Fetish with your old man.
It was fun. I liked it there. It had a neat vibe. There's no TVs, there's only music that plays off of vinyl. They have a big vinyl collection. You can walk over and pick a vinyl and throw it on and just play whatever music you want.
That's so sick.
They treat it like it's a jukebox, basically. So you just go over. They have a big collection. They had like Jethro Tull, Pink Floyd. They had the Beastie Boys on vinyl. I think they have like NWA and Dre on vinyl. You can just go over and pick whatever songs you want play them.
That's a cool vibe. Where's that at?
It's in Lidditz. It's in a spot called Rock Lidditz. It's like a complex that they built. That's actually, there's a big warehouse, and actually bands like national touring bands, like world touring bands, go there to set up all their stage show to make sure everything works. So they go there and they do a dry run of the whole stage show that they're doing before they go on tour. You could basically be, from my understanding, you can be hanging out at Fetish having beers, and just like a random touring artist will walk in and have beers and just hang out. So
might have to add that to the trip. I've never been.
We were there when we did it. It was the last stop of the day. It was actually kind of hard to find in the dark. And I picked them because at that time they were serving a sati, which is one of my favorites that's really hard to find here in the States.
Yeah, they do a lot of like off the wall different stuff. They also did they do a hop hash infusion, it's called. So they give you a French press and you pick your hops. They put the hops in the bottom, then they fill the French press with a beer of your choice, and then you let it sit, and then you press the beer through the hops and then pour it into a glass. And then you drink it that way. So you can get like, I think there was a Galaxy Pale Ale. So you could have got a Galaxy Pale Ale and then ordered a hop hash infusion and picked either Citra or more Galaxy and let it rest on it for a little bit and then pressed it through fresh hops and then poured it into a glass.
That'd be interesting to try. That'd be fun to give a shot. Also in the chat, Angel hanging out with us, giving us a cheers. Thank you, my guy, for our show beer once again, the year of the lager. Thank you for putting that aside for us. We are very much in need of that. We miss it. We hope that becomes a stable.
So, well, I mean, they're kind of calling it out on the can by saying number one.
Yeah,
it's a Citra hopped pilsner.
Happy Father's Day.
Number two. Yeah, happy Father's Day.
Let's shotgun some beers. Happy Father's Day. Yeah, all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. Even though Evergreen is an IPA heavy brewery, they make one of the best coffee stouts in the state. Look at that. High praise. Yeah, I think they make really, really good hazy IPAs. I think for right now, like New Trail is probably like the daddy of hazy IPAs right now, PA. But I think Evergreen's right up there with
I would say they're like number one and two in the state.
Yeah, they're both really good
for hazies.
I'm just trying to think of some beer news. I actually want to start doing that. I want to incorporate more what's going on, like beer news and studying and reading up. So we do talk a little more beer, not just like,
well, there is that.
Probably going to bring up the same thing.
The stuff going on, a place I avoided yesterday actively, based on choices that they have made with
what the fuck were they having thinking?
A speaker. I don't know.
Did you hear about this?
No.
And to go so hard in the paint too with like, it's about free speech. Like, all right, yeah, we get it. But when the speech is about what the speech is about, like,
here's where baffles me. So to kind of catch you up, what brewery is it?
St. Boniface.
St. Boniface decided they were going to bring in, I should have read up more, but they brought in somebody who was like a very anti-LGBTQ.
Well, I don't even think he's in yet. He's supposed to come in like later this month, like end of the month. They still have time to, yes.
They're promoting that this guy, is he like considered a nationalist?
I would think so. At least somewhere along that, let's just say extremely Christian. Basically, extremely Christian conservative.
Yes.
Yes.
And he calls the LGBT community the ABC people and
or alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. Like, he's just very like not accepting and just I mean, listen, everyone's entitled to your beliefs and I guess and do you. I personally not a fan. I think everyone should be included and given a shot in life.
Especially here in the United States, the thing that gets me about that is the Constitution guarantees the same rights to everybody. There's no clause in there that says you don't get these rights if you're gay, you don't get these rights if you're black, you don't get these rights if you're fucking American. They're your rights.
Yes.
Fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
That's the law. That's the reality. That's the fact. When you can't handle that, you're the person with the problem.
Yes. 100% agree. And the thing that kind of bums me out the most, like, I don't know much about St. Boniface. Like, have we had their beers in the show?
I don't know. I've had ones from them, I think, in the past, but not on the show.
But every single brewery you go to, every single brewery you talk to, everyone's so, for the most part, like, they want to be accepting to everybody, you know what I mean? And that's just not saying acceptive to one side of the spectrum, but like, and then people are making comments on breweries Pennsylvania just getting raked through the coals. They are saints, be honest. Yep. With you, like, because they get shit for every single thing they try to do. They could try to do something positive where all the money goes to raising for cancer and they can cure cancer tomorrow and people would still be on their page like, fucking idiots, like they just can't win. But that's what I just said, that is the truth of it.
The Constitution guarantees these rights to everyone. It doesn't say that you don't get these rights if you're gay. It doesn't say that you don't get these rights if you have a different religion.
Yep.
Or the color of your skin is different. You're all Americans. You all have the same rights.
Yep.
That is the law of the land.
Yeah. And it just sucks because every beer community is just like, everyone's welcome, everyone can come, everyone's, but it's just so polarized, exactly.
Except if you don't watch
after your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. but that's what enjoying beer is about. Just sitting back and relaxing and making new friends and politics and this stuff doesn't have any part of that. That's bullshit.
Well, that's what people are trying to say. Like, well, don't bring politics in it. I'm like, to me, is this politics or is this just not accepting humans? You know what I mean?
Like, it's not politics. It's just not accepting humans.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, it enters the conversation. Yeah. in the guise of politics.
Yeah.
But I hate politics,
but I think grow the fuck up. Yeah,
100%.
It's very disappointing that that's kind of still a thing.
You know, and the other thing too is, you know, I can see the older generation getting offended when you have the leather stuff out there and everyone's making a big scene at the pride parades or whatever. But when it comes down to it, and you're all at home and. What business is it of yours where someone else puts their fucking genitals, as long as everyone is a consenting adult?
Yeah. No, my thing is too, if people are like, well, like, I don't like when they do it in PDA, but like,
well, then don't look at it.
Don't look at it. But like, you know how many people every year, like, especially young people, commit suicide because it's such a stigma that they can't be who they are.
That's where I was going to go next. I honestly believe that is a pushback against the, that's their only safe zone to do that in.
Yeah.
And it's a pushback against being oppressed.
Yeah. It sucks.
Fucking, you know, if you treated everybody else like normal people, they wouldn't have to have
hide,
that as a hide or have that as a fallback or whatever. Just, they're fucking people.
Yeah. I will tell you right now, this podcast is, we're all allies here. We accept everybody and everyone should get a shot. But very disappointing in St. Boniface. I hope they make the right call and change it up. I do see other people's points. Well, that's our freedom of speech. It is, but like at the same token, like, do you really want? Is that what you want? Do you want to segregate people that could be buying your product, or just segregate people in general who deserve a shot at life?
You know, that's another thing too. Free speech, that's fine, but you know, when your business takes a dump for it,
it's fine to have it, but don't be like.
I have to research this more because I don't know anything about the thing I just found out today. But, you know, but, um, As horrible as it is sometimes, you know, the haters just have as much right to speak their hate too, unfortunately.
Yeah, it sucks. It absolutely sucks. Also, we're going to be having a cocoa lager. We're having this very chocolatey barrel age. But if you smell the, you guys can't smell it, obviously, listening, but have you noticed a little chocolatey smell when you came in? There's this place in Schuylkill Haven, and it's kind of like, I wouldn't know what to call it, to be honest, but it's like a place that you go in, and it's a bunch of different local vendors who put their stuff there.
Like a flea market, almost
like an indoor flea market,
like a co-op flea market.
Yeah, sure. Probably. Yeah. But it's like a business front where the whole business is just other people's stuff is in there. So there's like pretzels you can buy, and Hotheads pretzels, like Hotheads hot sauce pretzels, are there, Tim's. But I've seen this lady; she makes like bath bombs and soaps and stuff like that. But they also make candles, and it's called RS Candles. So the first one I picked up was the Guinness one, and it smells like a Guinness. It smells delicious. And then they have one. It's a WAP candle. It smells like WAP. And it's, I'll give you the description, Bob. Bob has no idea what WAP is. So there's a song out called WAP that means wet ass woman's genitalia. Yeah. But so they named the candle that, WAP. But it's actually warm apple pie. So it is apple, cinnamon, sugar. And it goes, wait, what did you think this was? So I seen that, thought it was hilarious, bought it. But yeah, RS Candles, it's not like the Beehive or something. It's right next to Alchemist Cove, the comic book place. But they also, this company just announced, I just was on their Facebook page or Instagram, they just announced that they're making officially with Yingling. So when you go to the Yingling shop, they actually they have lager soap and lager candles. And I believe they have lager and black and tan.
I was like, a Chesterfield.
So I immediately commented as Bangin' Beers podcast and said, as soon as we get some Chesterfield soaps and candles, we will buy the stock. Yeah. Like, we will be there buying all the Lord Chesterfield soaps, and I will walk around smelling like a skunked Chetty.
That's funny you mentioned that, because the bar soap I'm currently using is a beer soap from my New Hampshire, Vermont vacation.
Really?
From Outlaw Brewing.
Nice. All right, so what do we have here, Craig?
The Fourth Orbit.
Did you crack this yet?
Yep.
You poured it?
Yep.
Oh, you already drank it?
No.
It's
sitting here. I didn't drink it already.
You're an animal.
I'm not an animal.
Well, you know, there's a resemblance. I can see him going, beat drums, eat drums.
We probably lost all of our listeners with the whole political talk. Oh, well, sorry.
It wasn't political. Yeah. Remember?
It wasn't
that,
political.
That was constitutional interpretation. Yeah. We have Fourth Orbit from the New Trail Brewing Company of Williamsport, Pennsylvania. This is considered a triple New England or hazy IPA, and it comes in at 11.4% ABV.
What? Yep. What the fuck are we doing?
Bill's trying to kill your brain.
Yes.
So this has been checked in 1,300 times, where it averages a 4.23. I have 10 friend check-ins, where it averages a 4.16. My highlight is Justin Vavro. If he's watching or listening, Justin lives in Lansford, not too far away from here. Weighing in at 11.4%, this may well blast me off to the Fourth Orbit.
And, it does not drink 11.4%.
No, not at all.
And our official write-up goes, Fourth Orbit is our anniversary hazy triple IPA commemorating our fourth trip around the sun. Fourth Orbit will be brewed with some of the best hops we've been able to work with over the last 4 years, including our hand-selected Citra, Nelson Sauvigne, and Cashmere. Fourth Orbit is an ode to the beers we've brewed and techniques we've developed over the last 4 years, as well as a huge thank you to our team and many fans. The flavor profiles listed as smooth, citrusy, boozy, malty, and grassy.
This is fucking crazy.
I still think my favorite Orbit is still Second Orbit, but this one's pretty good.
You'd never know this is 11.
No,
this will ruin your day.
That's one I put one in the fridge at a time, because if I have one and then I go for another one right away, and then it's just a bad time.
You're gonna be sleeping in your yard.
Yeah,
yeah. That's crazy. How is that not? How does it drink so smooth?
I'm gonna guess the oats or something.
That's fucking bananas. Is there anything else you guys are doing in the chat? If you're hanging out with us, if have you watched a movie, listen to some music? I almost listened to the, I was about to today, but I didn't get a chance to. So I've been using Heidi's car because my car doesn't have AC. And I started doing that delivery service thing.
Yeah.
And I tried the first day. Remember when we got that really big like heat wave, like where it just hit real hot that one day. I have that problem where I don't sweat. So I was like in the car all day with no AC, just cooking all. And I had the windows down and everything. It didn't help. And I did like five or six orders, and I get home. And I was like, I'm just going to go home and sit in the AC for a minute and cool myself down and go back out. Just passed out. I don't even know I passed out. I was just sitting on the couch, and I woke up like 5 hours later. I was like, I think I had a heat stroke. Like, I think I like almost died. But this has been something I struggled with when I'm a kid, so I'm used to it. But I just get overheated because my body doesn't produce its the sweat to cool itself down. And I just go to sleep. I just pass out. Maybe one day I just it'll be it for me. But yeah, so I've been using Heidi's car, which has amazing AC, but for some reason her Bluetooth doesn't connect. So I either have to listen to T102 or nothing. I choose nothing.
Wow.
But the new Post Malone album came out. I was listening to that.
You know, actually, 105.5 WMGH, the one over on my side of the county there. Last year or the year before, they have new owners. Sometimes it can be odd, the combination of stuff that they'll play back to back to back, but they loosened up their playlist a lot. That might be worth a listen now.
If you
need tolerable background noise. I know you guys are a little harder core than I am.
But, I listen to everything. I'll listen to
everything. I listen to pretty much everything, but I normally I get in moods.
I want to be a DJ, but the problem is like, I don't think there's any radio services out now that are like back in the day where literally a disc jockey is sitting in a booth.
Yeah.
Like they're where they take rotations. Like they record all the music is like preset for the next like 8 months, and they just do pre-recorded bits or something like that. Like they go in and work probably like 2 hours a day, record a bunch of bits, and then just go home and just put it on repeat, which that's kind of sucks. Like that's the whole, you lose the illusion of radio.
Well, lose the illusion of radio, but then also radio transition from radio to you stream satellite. Your music or satellite radio, but then also
the now new, you can be any schmuck with a podcast.
I think that is the new radio, like it's podcast.
What do we got here?
I like being a schmuck.
Yeah, me too. New trail triples are always money. I totally agree. That's Scott Jimison. And then it says, you guys are familiar with Flying Dog Brewing in Maryland. I believe they're coming out with a Pilsner that is an 8% or above. First off, I love Flying Dog. That is a bucket list brewery trip I want to do.
I tell you what, that's another thing. Flying Dog is from Frederick, Maryland.
Yes.
I don't know what it is about that city, but it is like a fucking brewery goldmine. There
really?
Are breweries everywhere in Frederick. It's crazy.
Yeah.
One of the podcasts that I listen to, it's called Uncapped. It's actually
that's the Untapped podcast, right?
No, this is Uncapped. It's actually sponsored by a newspaper in the county. Mm. And that's
we need a sponsor here. Who wants to sponsor us?
Yeah, Republican Herald.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. If you look at Frederick, Maryland, like on the Untapped map, it's insane how much stuff is in. It can't be that much bigger than Pottsville. It's crazy.
Pottsville will get there eventually. Yeah. They'll be put.
I bet you there are 10 breweries just in the city limits, let alone the rest of the county.
That's sick. Flying Dog is the artist that who hung out with Hunter S. Thompson. All his art and stuff is in there, and then they have like a big his art and Hunter like museum in the building, which I really really want to go see. I love Hunter S. Thompson, big fan. Heidi just came home from work, so the dog's gonna bark. Oh, maybe not, but
there's a little wolf.
Little tiny, but yeah, I really Flying Dog is definitely on my list of a brewer I want to go to. I've always been like, the first time I seen their bottle, I go, that's Hunter S. Thompson art. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? And then I had to give the whole Hunter story, and then just been hooked on them ever since. Like, I'm a big fan of that brewery, but they're just a little trip away.
Not that long,
but I'm just lazy to drive that far. Hi, Heidi. How was work?
Hi, Heidi.
Everybody, Heidi's work was okay. So if you were wondering, now you know. Heidi, take a sip of this. It tastes like chocolate.
It's so dark. No, it's not gonna taste like chocolate.
It does. No, it doesn't taste like it smells. It's boozy though. Heidi hates beer, so that's a fun little bit we like to do where we see if she tries stuff. All right. You want to go smoked or chocolate?
I'm gonna say
Or do you want to get the other IPA out of the way?
I'm gonna say however it ends up, the smoked one should be last.
Okay.
If it's smoked good, it's gonna affect your palate.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we do the other new trail.
Go tropical.
Tropical, then do the cocoa lager, then end with the smoked, because they might, because both of those might change something about the tropical.
I'm with it. Is it this weekend? Let me try to put some more news out here, beer news. People are looking for stuff to do. It is. So on the 25th, if you're like me and you're a giant pro wrestling fan and also like to drink beer, the PA Slam Fest is happening this weekend at Rusty Rail Brewing Company. They're going to have a ring set up and they are going to be doing professional wrestling and drink and a huge beer event. Unfortunately, I will be unable to make it. So please attend and say you heard it from us. I just want people to go to support it because it's such a cool event and I want to be able to go to it next year and I want it to be a huge success. I will be at a wrestling show myself that day. I will be in like the Rio Grande, it's almost like the southern tip of Jersey. Like it's as far like,
oh, good. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Down towards Cape May.
Yes. Like it's almost as far as Jersey before you fall off and go into the bay. But I will be down there doing a wrestling show. It's a brand new company starting, and they asked me and my buddy Pete to be their commentary team, which is a huge honor because Pete's fantastic, and it's cool to be there for the company's first ever show, and maybe it's a continuation, but it's like a 3.5 hour drive, so I'll be getting there in the morning and then driving home like 4 in the morning. It's just a long day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But so I will be unable to make it. But if you are you're looking for something to do this Saturday, please head to Rusty Rail Brewing Company.
So then I'm guessing maybe just take off next Sunday and then you can get some rest instead of pushing it to 3, because if you won't get home, they'll like,
we'll figure it out.
4 or 5 o'clock
in the morning. We'll do a TBA.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll figure it out though. Even if we maybe go later Sunday, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But what am I doing? I'm holding a beer. I'm not pouring it. This is
also wrestling beer wise. Schuylkill County Brewfest,
yes,
is going to have
a wrestling ring in the middle
of wrestling ring in the middle of the street.
Big Dan champion Andy Hedder.
I believe they're calling it Glizzy Mania.
I like that. But yeah, so Brewfest this year, Schuylkill County Brewfest, is also going to have professional wrestling in it, which is, this is beautiful. I need more wrestling and beer in my life. So the more that this collaborations and these things go down, I will be a very happy man. So keep the wrestling coming. I fucking love it. Tornado Tag Podcast and Truth Behind Illusion co-hosts of mine, Andy Hedder, will be wrestling at Brewfest and he hates beer, so we're trying to convince him to be like the heel where he
just beer sucks.
Yeah.
All you stupid bastards out here drinking beer,
all you drunk idiots.
Him just up there slamming a weird off the wall soda.
Yes. He's like, you know why I look like this? Because I don't drink beers. And then Tony Deppen walks out.
Yeah.
Tony Deppen just had a fantastic match. Yeah. We
were watching it last night at the brewery on a phone in the courtyard.
Really?
Yes. Because it's the only way that we could get to like see it.
Yeah. But it was so good. So Tony Deppen wrestled the GCW world champion, which is John Moxley, who is probably the biggest wrestler in the world right now. He's fantastic. He's killing it everywhere, and he's so popular that he can like wrestle anywhere he wants, and he calls his own shots. He's just amazing. But once again, probably the most popular wrestler on the planet. And Tony Deppen, by the end of the match, the entire crowd was chanting for Tony Deppen as much as they were chanting for John Moxley. It was a fantastic match. If you are a GCW fan, definitely go watch it. Pilgrim's Own Tony Deppen fucking had a showcase. It was really fun. Friends of mine too were on it. Main Event. They were the tag team that's like a lion and a ringmaster.
Yeah.
They showed up as well. But all right, read this off. No more wrestling talk. I apologize.
All right. So Tropical Oasis from New Trail Brewing Company in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. This is considered a double or Imperial New England IPA. This one comes in at 9.1% ABV.
Bastards.
It's been checked in roughly 1,100 times, where it averages a 3.99. I have 12 friend check-ins, where it averages a 3.89. Brewed with Oasis Farms grown Euconaut, Talus, Mosaic, and Cashmere hops, this collaboration focuses on the terroir of Oasis Farms hops, part of the YCH grower ownership. We are proud to work with Oasis Farms and have selected their crops during blind sensory analysis. This beer highlights the uniquely bright citrus, deep berry, and effervescent tropical notes that their soil provides our Euconaut hops. Euconaut hops cones burst out of the spring soil, a vibrant yellow, and then mature to a deep green by fall harvest. The flavor profiles listed as hazy, citrusy, tropical, fruity, and clean.
What do you think of this?
I like it, but I think it somehow seems slightly more boozy than what the Fourth Orbit did.
Definitely more boozy. It's the booziest beer we've had, and it's not even the strongest.
Kind of orange juicy.
Yep.
It has a something to it. I'm not sure how I feel about it. My first taste, I didn't like it. But I can't describe what I'm tasting.
Orange juice, modest hops bitter. Maybe just a touch of maltiness. I don't think it's bad.
It's like the boozy burn and the citrus are just not going. They're just not a good pair
for me. When I first drink it, I get that little booziness, but then the citrus overpowers. It's like the opposite of normal. Like normally you get that big citrus up front and the booziness on the back end, but I'm getting a slight bit of booziness up front. And then the back end is like a relatively large hit of citrus. It's not bad, but like it's a good like one a nighter, if that makes sense.
Could you drink a pint of this?
Yeah,
I don't think I could.
I did. I had two of them already, but like I spaced them out. Like whether it be 9.4 or not, this is one I could put all four. If I buy a four pack, put all four in the fridge and just like. Not when I go back for that second one that night, like so the one that night would be good enough.
I gave it a 3, but that's being generous. I'm not a huge fan.
See, I still think it's better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I don't know. It just that booziness sits in the back of my throat, and it has like a. I'm not sure. I'm not crazy about it. I'm not sure. I don't know. And I love everything New Trail does. It's this one's just not hitting for me.
It's relatively new.
It's new, yeah.
I was gonna say that's the only other thing I can think of.
I think maybe it just came out. It just came out like I think maybe 2 weeks ago.
You know how like when a higher ABV beer almost has like when it first comes out, if you drink it right away, it kind of has that hop burn.
Yeah.
Because it needs like not age, but sit a little longer. Maybe that's the case with this one. I forget exactly. I don't know if it was an Evergreen that we had a long, long time ago or if it was a New Trail, but we bought it. And when we first drank it, it was like a really hazy, creamy, oaty IPA, but it had a lot of hop burn. Like it had a burny to it. And we sat on like two or three cans of it for another like month or two and then drank it. And it was unbelievable. It was so good. Like the ABV was invisible. But
that would almost be something fun to do over like a 4 month span on the show. Pick one like IPA, like one hazy IPA or something. Make sure to have like one a month and then just be like,
see how ages.
Yeah. Like see how
you'd almost have to have a triple for that though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some of the doubles might be borderline enough to be fine as long as it's kept cold the whole time.
Yeah.
But just like a litmus test to try to be like how well do these hold up? I mean, it's only a 4 week span, but
that'd be fun.
Or even do like the same lineup, but do it for like once a month for 4 months.
Yeah.
And see who comes out on top each time. Like who, like what beer holds up better over time.
I do want to very soon. I want to do a style episode again. We like pick a style and try a different few styles. And I kind of want to start with Miller, but I want to do like the Miller lineup where we drink like a genuine draft, a light.
I'm going to tell you right now what would win in my Miller lineup.
MGD.
No, High Life.
Champagne of beers.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. That would, I can say right now that that's what would win. Coors lineup would be probably Banquet.
Banquet, yeah. Banquet. But I want to do that. I want to get like a Coors lineup, a Miller lineup, a Bud, like a Budweiser.
The only
lineup.
One I would have to sit out is the Bud one.
That's it's
because funny. I if I drink even like two sips of a Bud or a Bud Light, I get a pounding headache.
Really?
Yep.
I know Budweiser, I do get a headache, but Bud Lights, I'm fine with.
Now, the only Bud product technically that I could have is the Bud Light Lime and the Bud Light Orange. Don't give me a headache, but normal Bud and Bud Light do.
Do they still make Platinum?
Yes.
Dude, I got ripped. What? Like I was just like not. I was maybe still like fresh 21, 22, and that came out, and I got smoked.
But they only do it in bottles though now.
Yeah, that's what I had.
So they quit doing the 16-ounce cans, which made a bunch of people upset.
Yeah, but I had it in bottle, and I got branded the night I drank a bunch of them. What were they? What do they clock in it?
It's I mean,
maybe I was just
four at the time when we were 21. It was high, but now
5.6.
No, it's like it's high for a domestic. I'll put it that way.
Hold on, I'm looking up right now, dude. I'm gonna be so embarrassed. It's not a Bud Light Platinum.
No, it's just Bud
Light Platinum is six. if I like got like. I just remember being like one of the most drunkest I've ever been in my life.
But it's just the idea of that now at this point in all of our lives, we've been so used to drinking like 8-9 percenters as like the average beer. That
are they Bud Light Platinums?
I think so. I don't think they're just
they're
a regular
6%.
But that's what I mean. When you were 21, you were used to drinking like Miller Light and things that were
I
like
was say, yeah. Like, I think I was 4% at least into my 30s.
Oh man!
Before the average beer was,
yeah,
I don't think there was anything they made in the United States that was more than four.
Yeah, like I think most are like 4.2,
and then the few that were, they had to call them malt liquors.
Yeah. What does everyone think about an episode of Miller Lite versus Coors Light versus Keystone Light versus
a light episode, the Battle of Lights.
First Milwaukee's Best Light, because they claim that they're all essentially the same beer. They just turn the line off and then throw a new can on and run it through.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll try it.
They may add something each time, like a whatever each time, but supposedly that's what it is. So I think it would be fun to do an episode of all the ones that are supposedly the same beer.
Yeah, I want to do more trash beer episodes,
and they're they're all honestly low enough we could probably each have like a whole 12-ounce can each and be fine.
Speaking of the trash beers, one of the things that I want to do is I'm like, I already have a we'll see how my Albanian beer order goes, but skimming through stuff on Untappd, I can't believe how many of the beers from bygone days that Pabst has bought the rights to and brews, and I'm just curious to see the difference from stuff that I had 30 or 40 years ago as to what Pabst has done to them now. And don't be surprised if I come to you for like garbage beer orders.
Yeah,
now
no. Let me tell you that the Natural Light blueberry lemonade, I've been drinking the shit out of
it. No, that wasn't around 30 years ago. I'm talking about stuff like.
But I'm like just saying, like as far as trash beers go for in the summer,
like Stroh's or Blatt's or Peel's or there's a whole bunch of stuff like that Pabst has the rights for and actually still brews today.
Yeah, if you guys in the chat have any ideas for future episodes, let us know. Or if there's a brewery that you want us to feature. Let us know. We'll figure it out.
Or if you want to to do less craft and more trash.
Yeah, less. We'll become the trash beer podcast. Bud Light is
a 2-star podcast looking for a 1-star beer.
Yeah, Bud Light next is horrible. If you would describe water in a beer can, that one is it. Sam also
water tastes better. Yeah. Actually, yeah,
it's also beer that has tried to steal the flight name from Yingling.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, and then it says don't forget Natty Light. You guys are killing the chat. The more you guys interact in chat, it helps the algorithms and stuff. But if you are watching on Facebook or any, or YouTube, make sure you guys check the links below and subscribe to other channels to help us out.
A couple weeks back, something that I had that I thought was surprisingly good was from Genesee. They have a pineapple Kolsch out.
Really? That'd be a fun episode. A Jenny episode.
Because we can have the cream ale, the regular, the light. And then, yeah, they do like other off the wall ones. Like
I know they did a collaboration with other half where they did like a hoppy cream ale.
Yeah.
Or they did like that was, I actually got to try it. It was fantastic. But yeah, let us know in the chat, let us some episode ideas. And like I said, if you guys are local and you want to sit in on the episode that you kind of pitch, would love to have you. I thought you were wearing a Limp Bizkit shirt at first.
Oh no, but I did order a pretty sweet shirt. That's Limp Bizkit themed.
Really?
When it comes in, I'll wear it on the show, but I'll show you off air.
Did you see that Fright Rags next on Tuesday is dropping like their re-release? They got the rights back for Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, did they?
So they're bringing back the red shirt that I have that Heidi always used to steal off me. Then they did a black and purple version. And then they did like, they have like a new, like two new, like, art designs of Dawn of the Dead is my favorite horror movie.
It's up there.
And because I even said to them, like, oh my god, Dawn of the Dead's back, because one of their employees listened to our podcast about how I lost my shirt because Heidi stole it, and they sent us a women's extra large. But like, Heidi's not a big girl, but she's like, she does have a little shoulders on her. She's athletic, but a woman's extra large for her is like a medium still. Like it doesn't.
Yeah. So well, she, yeah, because yeah.
So she gets to reorder it and gets in her right size. But as soon as I knew that, like I commented, so for Night of the Living Dead, they did an old school tin lunchbox, and then they came out with like action figures, like a set of like figures. And they said, this Dawn of the Dead 4 t-shirts will not be the end of what we do for Dawn of the Dead. We have a lot of things we're going to do with this because we have the rights now for a couple months. And I commented, I said, if you do a lunch cannon figures again, I will cry. And they just liked it. That's all they liked it and gave a bunch of like smile of faces. So I was like, fucking yes. But I'm
so you're strictly original, or are you good with all the
actually, or? But the remake of Dawn of the Dead
is good
by Zack Snyder was fucking fantastic. I went to see that in theaters, I think, like 3 times because it was just so fun. Like it was the introduction of running zombies, it held true to the feel of the original.
Yep.
Of them being in the mall and all that, and then, but it just elevated it to that next like
they fucking level. Ran.
They just
yeah.
If we do. Plan a Pittsburgh trip, we can go to the mall that they filmed Dawn of the Dead in Monroeville. And every year they do a zombie fest in Monroeville where people dress up as zombies and just wander around in the mall.
See, I would just do the old school Dawn of the Dead where I would just paint my face blue.
Like that's what I think most of them do. They just go old school, just paint themselves blue and just like wander around in the mall for the day. So it's like
right outside of that mall too, probably like 30-40 minutes away from where the mall is a cemetery where Night of the Living Dead was shot.
Yep.
Yeah. That was all done in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Zach and because that's where
the Romero's from.
Yeah, where he's from. And there's a good interview with Greg Nicotero. I don't remember if it was on Eli Roth's podcast when they talked about it, about how when he was a kid and going and watching them film like Dawn of the Dead and stuff.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Like that he did, like
was,
he went.
Was the Crazies filming in Pittsburgh?
Probably. Yeah. Because he was a big Pittsburgh guy. So a lot of the stuff he did, he tried to get filmed there. I mean, until he got like larger and like huge. Larger budgets and stuff than relatively large. Because I don't think he ever did a big budget.
No.
Film. He just always did like.
Yeah, I love Romero. All right, what do we got, Bob? You were gonna chime in, but we kept talking.
So you know, I was gonna push in about the Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, all that. I think the only remake of any of them I ever saw was the Tony Todd and
the Night of the Living Dead remake.
Yeah.
Which was also good.
It was
almost shot for shot.
Yeah. It was almost like Psycho for the most part.
Which sometimes gets shit when they do like a shot for shot remake. But
Vince Vaughn Psycho was good.
Yeah. But that's what I mean, because it was like a shot for shot. They just updated like
that was
that it's in color.
I believe that Night of the Living Dead was the first time too where like a person of color was like the lead of a movie. Yep. Like where he was like the hero.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
At the time, because they figure that was what the Is that the 1990s?
The original one was the 60s.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure because the remake was 95 or 94.
Yeah, but like, yeah, because if you think about like the landscape of the United States in the 60s, and when Romero chose a person of color to be like a main character in the movie, like the forefront character, basically,
and he smacks a white woman in the face.
Yeah, but it's just
shut up.
But it's just the idea of that in the 60s is like. Like he was obviously ahead of his time on a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
But and just even like the whole movie is like a social commentary.
Yeah. Yeah. The remake of the Crazies was pretty good too.
Yeah.
That was a good remake. But yeah.
It seems that the rule is if it's a remake of a Romero movie, it's good.
It'll be fine. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be good. All right. Let's Coco Lager. Let's go with that next. We read off the other one, right? Yeah, we did Tropical Oasis.
All right, so Coco Lager from Cave Brewing Company of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. This is considered a dark lager. Comes in at 5.5% ABV. It's listed at 17 IBUs.
I'm really excited.
This has been checked in 29 times and averages a 3.55. I have no friend check-ins.
What is it? What is your rule for... How many check-ins is
100 or I have to be the 100th or under. Yeah.
Okay. So this makes your list.
This black lager is brewed to taste like dark chocolate. While there is no chocolate in this beer, we achieve the great chocolate flavor by use of specialty grains. At first, you get the great malty sweet followed by dry dark chocolate notes and finishes crisp and clean as a lager should. Experience this truly tasty beer while you can. The flavor profiles listed as chocolate, balanced, drying, malty, and aromatic.
No roasty in the description, which is exciting for you, because usually when I hear
that's
roasty,
what kills it for you. Yeah.
Because
you correlate that to coffee right away.
Well, well, it's not in the description, but I taste it.
Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it's very, I get roasty. Bummer. I get no chocolate at all. That's just me. It tastes like a coffee lager.
A coffee lager.
Yeah.
I poured and I took a little bit of the head, like I kind of treated the like little bit of head that went on top like a milk pour, and I got some chocolate off of that. So it kind of made me hopeful. So we'll see.
It smells like a lager.
I'm getting some chocolate, but more like a coffee that has chocolate, like a hazelnut. Like,
but you are getting a roastiness to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean that may be also because it warmed up that little bit. Like, it's more room temperature than cold, but I don't think.
See, this tastes
the
like
chocolate. I would imagine that the chocolate taste would come out more.
As I would think,
it as it warmed up, warm, yeah,
too, yeah.
See, this takes me back. This almost drinks like when I would drink a stout, and every stout tasted the same. This is the same flavor profile to me. I'm bummed.
See, I say I get the chocolate, and it rolls to me like Bill said, more of a hazelnut than a roasted thing.
Yeah.
And then it finishes like a normal lager. It smells like a normal lager. I don't get any off or odd aromas.
Mm-hmm. No, it definitely drinks like a lager. I think it's making it more bearable because it is a lager style and not like a porter or a stout. But to me, it just tastes like coffee. I get coffee all day long.
We're gonna have to make him eat hazelnuts now.
Yep. Yeah. Bummer. I'm bummed. I was looking forward to this one.
I like it.
Oh, speaking of hazelnut, Pilgeru did a hazelnut version of the brown ale.
Oh, really?
Is on now. I didn't try it yet, but it's on.
What's the deal on the Mountain Dew beers?
From my understanding, there's still a dispute between Pepsi and Sam Adams about who gets the distribution rights in Pennsylvania. So that's why they're not being released in PA.
Fuck.
Even though they're making them here.
They can't sell them here because they're arguing over distribution rights in certain states. So I believe Tennessee, Florida are clear. I'm not sure what other ones, but don't quote me on it. But that's just what I've heard.
As soon as you get them in.
Yeah.
Put one aside.
There was actually
caffeine, no sugar.
No caffeine, no sugar. The if you're looking for caffeine, they did how they have the Mountain Dew, really the Sunrise or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The energy drinks. They do have a Baja Blast version of that out that I had the other day. That was good.
Mm.
And it's the same caffeine as two cups of coffee.
Two cups.
I only know that because it tells me on the can.
Suppose that with the old Jolt Cola.
Yes.
All the sugar and twice the caffeine.
Yep.
What do we got here in the chat? Heidi with the like. Richard Barth with the like. Yeah. Evelise with the like. Joseph and Rosa and Jose Zimmerman Gober with the likes. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. Hope you guys hit that share button too. Let people know we exist. Like I said, the word of mouth helps us out tremendously. All right. Anything you want to, you don't have to go through all every week, but what were some of your highlights from your, you had any trips this week?
Well, actually, for the next show, and hopefully still will be, the other day after work, we went to a Bovino's Pizzeria and Brewery in East Stroudsburg. And, I wanted to actually do a thing where we just ate our dinner and I had a couple of beers and before we left, I asked if I could talk to any of the brewers or owners if they were around. And one of the owners were there, and in the process of talking to her, she actually asked me not to buy any of their beer and take it home. They can their own beer, and there's an issue with the canning line. And we just had this conversation here before us. Because they can't run the canning line like normal, they can't label the beer. And so everything is coming out with a generic label on it, like they were doing Crowlers. And, you know, and I understand, you know, they actually have a artist on hand that does really great artwork, and they didn't want their beer to be on the show with just the generic label, you know.
Well, that
said,
I respect that.
So I got their contact information. I gave them some of my contact information, and during the week, they anticipated having their canning issues resolved, and I'll get in touch with them, and I'll gladly go back for another great meal. And
bring pizza back. What was that pizza that we stopped last time? Right outside in Jim Thorpe.
That was just chance of the moment. I can't remember.
I was what they were so called. Hammered and I was so hungry, but that pizza was. I mean, hopefully I just wasn't being swayed because I was so starving.
We were stopped at a red light. I'm like, if you're that hungry, here's a pizza place.
I said, pull in.
Because we were going to go to the Union Craft House to eat, and I'm like, if you can't wait, there's a pizza place.
Well, we tried three different places, and all places we went were either packed or they weren't serving food or there was no food truck there. So we just had a red light. I'm like, pull it in. But it was so, dude, the garlic knots and everything were so good.
I do want to say quick, if Angel's still hanging out, we do want to do an episode with him and Dan.
Oh, yes, please.
That would be a fun episode. Either we go down to them or whatever. Yeah. Like,
but so like I said, that'd be
fun, I think.
I'll be in touch with the Bovino's people again, and hopefully they have that resolved and they're canning like normal again. And and that's the other thing too. You know, I don't want to go and take the beer anyway, and then like maybe make bad blood
No, it was a good move
because everything that I had there, the beer was fantastic, the pizza was fantastic, the regular food we had was fantastic. If you are anywhere near there, it is well worth your time to stop in and eat and drink.
I think our next on location will 100% be Humble Tap.
Actually, and I have an update there too.
Cool,
but But, you know, so I didn't want to do anything that would maybe make some bad blood down the line or whatever. And I'll respect their wishes. But if they don't have the canning line fixed, I'll have to go someplace else for beer for the next episode.
Yeah.
But, the update with Scott is they were having some issues with his main job, which is their company. And he asked if he could beg off until the fall.
Oh, all right, that works. Well, then it won't be our next location, but we'll get some stuff there. I also want to feature like bars, like just going into a bar and just, even if you don't have anything craft beer, like we'll just, I want to experience your bar atmosphere and just kind of like sit at a table and record. Like, we don't need a lot of space now that I'm doing stuff with the wireless mics. I don't even need to bring my big camera and I can just record from my cell phone. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need a lot.
The next day we pick a random road trip coming home from work. I'll let you know.
Yeah. One of the things too, I don't know how many people are listening or are still with us, but let us know in the chat if you watch back later, but we're debating or kicking around the idea of getting away from weekly and going bi-weekly and then using that other Saturday and Sunday that we're off as opportunities to go record on location stuff or go just even network and meet people. We're kind of more leaning that route of going the bi-weekly starting next month.
Because if we go bi-weekly and if we already have it blocked out on Sunday, we can go hit somewhere and pick up beers to go, and then that very next week we could do that brewery as the episode, and then
so
just kind of roll
kind of what we're leaning that way towards. So just full disclosure to you is I know sometimes I talk a lot on the podcast where I say but I always try to be very transparent because I value your time as much as you we value you as a listener. So we always try to keep you in the loop. We want you to be just as much informed as we are, even if we're still not fully locked in on ideas, but we want to include you guys as the listeners because you guys are the reason we record anyway. You're the one paying attention to us and listening. But I think that's the route we're going to go starting in July, is going bi-weekly. Probably take off the weekend of the 4th and then start after that.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, that's kind of where we're leaning. But all right, well, let's bust out our last beer here. We are at the hour 15 mark, and then we'll wrap up here. And I am still doing clips. So be patient. I have a lot of clips to make, but we are still clipping episodes of the podcast. So, you can, do it. Also, if you like a section of the podcast that maybe we didn't clip, you can now clip stuff on YouTube yourself. And like, you can literally click and hit clip and then share it. So if we plug your business or give you a shout out, clip it and share it. Word of mouth is definitely trying to grow this, man. It helps us a lot. All right, Bob, what do you got?
All right. Smoke Lager from K Brewing Company of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They consider this an amber lager. It comes in at 6.2% ABV, and it's listed at 11 IBUs. It's been logged in 52 times, where it averages a 3.37. I have one friend check-in where it averages a 3.5. And there is no real write-up for this. There's just a flavor profile, which is listed as smoky, clean, malty, aromatic, and earthy.
I'm just looking through some check-ins here. At the brewery, after a 20-mile bike ride, this is not very smoky, but a very good lager. What else we got here? Not a lot of people writing descriptions, which is fine. I'm not hating. I don't do it either. Nicely done, lightly smoked lager. So a lot of people are saying, another one here, not very smoky, but still a very nice, smooth, light lager that's very crushable.
To me, it has a smokiness, but not like some of them where it's overly smoky that like it's kind of a chore to drink, if that makes sense.
It's instantaneous. You pick up on it right away, but it's not like it's smoked hard.
I haven't tried it yet. Is this smoky?
It's not like you're drinking meat.
I was going to ask, is it like a meat smoke or is it like a firewood like smoke?
I would say firewood like, smoke versus meat smoke.
Maybe like a diluted liquid smoke.
Yeah. Like, it's not overpowering.
It's instantly noticeable, but yeah, it's not hard. It's not harsh. It's not
it's there, but it's not like bothersome like some smoked ones I've had in the past.
No, it's
not that I have a problem drinking the whole thing. It's that
it lingers on the aftertaste, the finish.
It's weird. So it is very light. It is very crushable, but it is very flavorful. And to me, there's a smoky is there, but it's almost tricking you to think that it's a light smokiness, but it's very full bodied smokiness. Like the flavor you're getting is smoke. Like it's, for me anyway,
I think it blends nice with the maltiness.
Yeah.
And as the maltiness fades away, the smoke is still there.
I think this and like a good cigar would be a good like pair.
See, I actually get a little meat on it though.
I'm not getting much meat. I'm getting more smoke than
me too. Meat,
but
I really, really like this. This might be, oh, you know, I almost said this might be my favorite smoked, but Stoker's was really good. But I think I'm gonna get the edge for me. Is how easy drinker this is.
Yeah,
like you can literally drink these all day.
I could probably have at least two. I think the smokiness after two would get to me.
Possibly,
I would probably have to space them out between maybe like a year of the lager number two.
Yeah,
but let's say Cascade.
I never thought I'd say a smoky lawnmower beer.
Yeah, actually, I could see that too.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, if you have a gas lawnmower and it's running wrong, it'll get smoky. And if you have a regular beer,
I could see sitting on the porch after doing a lawnmower one of these. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really refreshing. It's a very refreshing smoky beer.
Yeah. Oddly,
yeah, it's a weird thing to say. What a fun episode. All right. I'll go first this time. I will say my beer of the night for this table, not counting the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, because that will ruin your day. I'm gonna go Fourth Orbit because that'll also ruin your day. That has no business being that high ABV and drinking that smooth. That is unbelievable. I will say there's a lot more in this can because we all kind of dipped our toes. We treat it very lightly with that after, especially the
I'm gonna have to go with Fourth Orbit as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Fourth Orbit. Yeah, I mean, all the others were great, but just the fact that that's 11.4 and does not drink the 11.4, it's very flavorful, not boozy. I mean, if we're gonna be honest, if I was allowed to, I would vote beer of the night for Year of the Lager number one.
Oh, Year of the Lager. I've been nursing.
And yet, and yesterday when we were there, so my dad got a flight because he was never there before. So he told Dan to pick whatever he wanted for him. He's like, I'm not gonna pick, because that's what he normally does. When he gets a flight, he says, oh, it's your choice. So pick it.
It's a fun move.
So Year of the Lager was his favorite. His second favorite. He liked this. Well, his first favorite, but his second was the Speedwagon, the regular Saison.
That was good.
So I got him a 4-pack of that to go home.
Did he have a house lager?
No. Ooh. He didn't. I even didn't have a house lager because I went with the dark Czech lager in the mug.
Yeah.
And the new shirts with the schematics of the lager tanks are fucking fantastic.
Are they really?
I didn't get one because they only made them in larges and up. So I'm obviously not a large.
Big boy style.
Well, how about, that's what they always run out of first. They, the big boys.
That's why they ordered all bigger ones, because they wanted to see how they sold first. But the front is their logo with the poor man's logo, and the back is the actual schematics, because the tanks were specifically made for them.
Okay.
So they gave them all of their measurements, and the company made the tanks for them because they obviously
have some
constraints. But there is a black one and a white one, and the white one is cooler, but we all know when we wear white, we tend to get everything on us.
We're slobs.
Like I can wear a black shirt and not drop shit on me. And if I wear a white shirt, I'll drop every single thing on my shirt.
Yeah, you're like, I might as well tie dye this.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's what I'm thinking, because he kind of fucking talked me into like Bill kind of talked me out of doing an episode next week. I'm thinking driving all day Saturday and hating my life and then Sunday. But I know if I do nothing on Sunday, even though I probably should rest and relax, I'll fucking hate myself. So
we'll take another brewery trip.
Let's take a poor man's trip next Sunday and just kind of hang out. And this way gives you another week to get those, if they're not, their canning line ready. Sound good?
All right.
Poor man's, we're coming to hang out next Sunday. And if you guys are listening and you want to hang out, it probably won't, like, what time are they open till on Sunday?
They open at 12, I believe. So if we get there for when they open,
whew,
we could hit there. And then actually we could maybe hit Fetish on the way home and knock that off your list.
All right, maybe. I'm sleeping in the car. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be out cold. Because I'm probably not getting up until like 3 in the morning.
I can talk to Rosa and we can get a DD probably.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that next Sunday.
I mean, regardless of DD, I tend to not go hard in the paint because...
Oh, I'm not worried about drinking a whole bunch. I'm just saying I'm going to be tired as fuck. Because I at least I know if I'm going there, I can get a meal too. So I have, yeah, like...
But there's other places to get meals too in the end.
And then I can get Italian ice.
Maybe we can plan out.
I'm trying to think.
A little loop.
What was the brewery that we... Because we went to go to Boniface next when we left there the last time.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
And they weren't open then.
Well, so we can't because I was about to say that we could technically do it, but just not talk about it.
Dude, I'm going in full Pride out. Like, I'm wearing my Pride hat, Pride t-shirt.
I can't remember what brewery we went to next, but the food there was great. Was it Black Forest?
I had food at Black Forest yesterday. It was very good. Really good food. It's a small place. They didn't have any cans to go or anything, so I didn't grab anything. Or I would have grabbed a couple stuff because they actually brew under the German purity laws.
Yeah,
at Black Forest. So,
all right, Bill, what is your second place?
I'm gonna go with Evergreen for second place.
Bob.
Oh, it was Black Forest. Yeah. Second place.
I kind of feel like I know what you're going to pick. And if I Jedi mind trick you into picking it, I'm going with it too.
Yeah. Now, just because you watched like 1.5 Star Wars movies and a couple cartoons.
A 1.25.
I think I'm going to go with the smoke lager.
It worked. Second place is going to be smoke lager. I'll keep the Evergreen out there for my third pick.
Third pick, I'm... I got to go with the cocoa lager.
Uh-oh.
Just because I wasted my second on the Evergreen, I'll go with the cocoa lager as well. Right. That was good.
Yeah. So first place will be Fourth Orbit. Second place will be Cave Smoked. And third place will be the Caved Cocoa Lager. Fun episode tonight. Once again, everybody, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Yeah, it's that time of year when it's all about dads and it's all about grads.
All about dads and grads. And wear your short shorts and thighs out. Get your thighs off for this summer. Man thigh. It's the man thigh summer.
Yes.
5K.
5K.
Can we make like a one-off shirt that's just words on the front that's hashtag man thigh summer?
Hashtag man thigh summer.
Yeah, so no one's touched this for a while. We got to see how this is.
I've been sipping on mine a little bit here and there. It's still fantastic.
It is.
It's still good. I'm getting... I'm going to say more of the sherry now that it's warmer versus...
I'm starting to get some of the oaks, some sherry, like some of the darker fruits like raisin and...
Yeah, I am kicking around the idea of a new Bangin' Beers podcast logo. I'm just not exactly sure what I want to do. I know we tend to go with faces on logos, and I don't want to really do that for this show. I kind of like the idea of what we have, but maybe like, so if you're someone who's out there who knows how to do art or graphic design, if you have an idea, let us know. If not, we're gonna probably hit up our Haley Stokes.
Yeah,
she got
our our resident artist.
Yeah, but so to speak. Haley does a lot of our like face stuff. So I don't know how like how much she can dive into the beer world and come up with something.
Well, this is one that I mentioned when the Rockstars logo came out.
Yeah,
and I maybe as just like as a carryover until you come up with another non-faced one that you like, an outtake on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, okay.
What if we just do an alternate of the current one where the glass isn't full and it's a milk pour?
The other one I had in mind would be like us doing Abbey Road.
Okay. It's going to be hard to do with possibly only three people. We'll figure it out.
We just add like one or two faces to have a question mark over the top of it. I would say just like a mainline logo and then
fun variants.
And then fun variants.
I mean, I like what we have, but I'm a mark when it comes to logos. I like getting new ones and I like supporting artists. So if you guys have any ideas, let us know there too. Real quick before we close out of here, last beer in the chat saying cheers all. And he says, drinking a heavily fruited sour by Urban South Brewing with pineapple, mango, coconut, and strawberry.
Yeah, are they out of Texas? I think they're out of Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
Because I know we have their stuff now because they're getting more distro. So,
yeah. If you guys can, please share the YouTube link. Let people know that we exist on the YouTube link. Let's try to hit that up a little bit and get closer and closer to that 1K plays. We do appreciate you guys watching on Facebook. I know it makes it easier for you guys to check it out there, but Facebook monetization is kind of a joke, and we don't know how long that's going to be a thing. So if we can maybe transition some people over to show some love to the YouTube side, that'd be awesome. We are on TikTok if that's your thing, Bangin' Beers Podcast. We're actually pretty close to going live on there too. Twitter, Instagram, and the website iwepnetwork.com. Follow along. You can subscribe to our Patreon. It's just general support currently for the Patreon, so anything you can do there would be very helpful to keep the lights on here. It's, you know, we do a StreamYard, and then maybe it's like buying us a beer every month. You know, you pay for like a $2 subscription or $5. You set your own price. It's a dollar or up, but that'd be super helpful. Or just check out the merch page and grab some t-shirts or hoodies or hats. Yeah, all that would be cool. We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for, he goes, yes, Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
We thank you all so much for the support and the continued support. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. We'll be off next Sunday. And we'll be back. No idea what we're drinking yet, but follow along in the chat. We'll figure it out. But we'll see you guys next week.
You guys 10K next.
Don't,
Bob's, 10K next week.
Bob's on the quest for 10K unique check-ins. Once again, if you're listening and you have any cool ideas or you want to be a guest, once again, head over to our links below. Fill out that guest form. We'd love to have more people on, even if it's remote. Last beer's in the chat. He joined us remote. It was a good time. And we want to bring up some more topic ideas, not just, you know, just a beer, like if you guys, movies, music, all that fun stuff. But we'll see you next week. Here's some Faith in Exile. We're out of here.